Listening Library presents This Way Home by Wes Moore with Sean Goodman. Read for you by J.D. Jackson. Maryland Public Secondary School State Championship, fourth quarter. Elijah stood tall at the top of the key, thinking, watching, waiting for something to happen. The other team had played a nearly perfect game, but several players were beginning to tire and show weakness. A point guard lagged half a step behind, breathing through his mouth, sucking in air in desperate gasps. And the power forward, the one with shoulders as broad as a house, slouched like a tired kid at the end of a long day.
"Now," said Coach Walters in his big final seconds voice, "do it now."
But Elijah would not be rushed. There was time, and he knew what to do. He dribbled slowly, languidly, until he made eye contact with Michael, the center, who was also one of his oldest and closest friends. Michael responded immediately, stomping his tree trunk legs on the varnished maple planks, 250 pounds, screeching to a halt and obliterating his opponent's momentum in a perfect, albeit somewhat violent, pick. Elijah's coach paced the sidelines, booming instructions over the noise of the crowd. Something about running the number three offense, which would put Elijah in the middle of the lane and likely draw double or even triple coverage. No, his team didn't need number three. They needed to get the ball into the hands of Dylan, a hyperkinetic wisp of a kid.